More than 70 people crowded into the Juneau Assembly Chambers yesterday in support of an equal rights ordinance. With an 8-1 vote, the Juneau Assembly adopted the ordinance. The ordinance takes effect in 30 days and protects against discrimination based on gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. Frieda Westman spoke in support of the ordinance on behalf of the Alaska Native Sisterhood.
It takes all of us working together to support each other in doing what is right, to have equal protection. If not all of us are protected, then none of us are protected. And it's important that this be passed.
The Reverend Phil Campbell from the Northern Light United Church also expressed his support.
It was Theodore Parker and later Martin Luther King Jr. who said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but that it bends toward justice. I humbly submit, Assembly members, that by the passage of the Equal Rights Ordinance this night, you will facilitate yet more bending toward justice and equality for all people.
Community members wearing large buttons with the word yes over the pride flag filled the room, but the ordinance wasn't without its critics. Assemblyman Jerry Nankervis voted against the 15-page ordinance. He said he didn't disagree with the intent, but said there are problems with its execution. He said some aspects dealing with accessibility could increase a landlord's costs. Some facilities may be forced to rent to, he suggested, satanic groups. He also said offhand remarks could make people liable for aiding or abetting discrimination.
My concern with supporting this and the way it's written and as lengthy as it is would be that I would fall into the sand trap that I often talk about, which is the ends justifying the means. And I just can't do it the way it's structured right now. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Tom Williams was one of two community members who spoke in opposition to the ordinance.
The premise of this ordinance is that only those in the protected classes need to be insulated from unlawful behavior when, in fact, abuses can occur on both sides of any transaction.
The ordinance doesn't create a city agency or group that will monitor discrimination. Instead, it allows community members to take legal action if they feel they've experienced discrimination. Anchorage is the only other Alaska city that has these protections for private citizens.